الحمد لله الحمد لله يا رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين In this world and in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal wa jalla dhikruhu wa jalla majduhu has placed us in a particular place in the universe. This small planet called Earth, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so much vast universe, stars, other planets, galaxies, that if He had willed so, He could have placed us, each individual, every single one of you, on a place like Earth, because you will be created like Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and then you live there, you die there alone. But as you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all the human beings, they come on this face of the earth, they are living together. And also not only human beings, there are jinnat, there are other animals, there are other living things. For what reason? Because the human being cannot be tested alone. When he is alone, He has not, no one else to interact with. They cannot violate the rights of anyone because there is no one with them. They cannot do ghibat or lie to anyone because there is no one existing with them. Similarly with other sins, similarly with the good deeds, they can't feed anyone because there is no one with them. They can't help anyone. So they can't be really tested through blessings or through affliction if they were alone. Moreover, when a person is alone and he knows it's me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, there is no room for arrogance because no one competes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal. That is why we find that when Shaitan was alone, free being, angels and malaika, they were beings who didn't have any freedom of choice. Shaitan was a jinn and the jinnat have a choice. When he was free being, it was matter was between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was successful in worship, he was very obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he had to interact with Sayyidina and our father, the father of all humanity, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, only then he had the problem even following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why we say again and again, and we find in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, innama أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. That your wealth, your children, because they are the your closest relationships, and other people, especially these things, your wealth and your children are fit, meaning a test, quite a severe a test for you. So, but we tend to take them in reality that as though we have been sent to live here and to enjoy and other things, and we forget the element of test which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jalla is mentioning. Anyway, the relationship which we have with each other, with relatives, with friends, is based upon some benefits. Sometimes selfishness, that what will I get? A person is doing business with another person because he has an invested, he has an interest in there. A person is working for someone because he is interested in the money. Wife and husband are together, they also have certain desires and certain needs and certain wishes to be fulfilled from each other. The phone you buy, the car you buy, the house you buy is also for a reason, that you think this is the benefit of this house, this car has these things. Friends you choose, also you choose on the basis that I will be more comfortable, they will help me, I will have good time. The friends you choose also based upon reasons. The partners, the life partners, people choose wives and husbands. They see that these are these things available, present in them, these qualities or not. For this reason they choose. So almost anything a person is doing, even countries which are very big countries, let's say, even any countries in the Europe or in America, other countries, they deal with other countries according to their national interest. If they think they are going to gain something, then they will deal. Then they will even fight. Then they will even go to war. But if they don't have certain that we won't achieve any benefit, but rather we can suffer loss in any way, they don't. Then if there is a need, still they don't. So selfishness. Now I have given you many, many examples of husband and wife, family, relations, neighbors, even countries, even business, even employer and employees. That is based upon certain benefits. The ulama, the likes of Sayyidina Abdul Aziz al-Dabbal, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmahumullah, great awliya, they have said there are 100 reasons. There are 100 reasons that we should seek the friendship of Allah, not seek the friendship of the creation. Because if it is for reasons you are doing work, you are choosing a partner, you are choosing a business partner, you are choosing a company to work for, you are choosing a college to study, you are choosing a course to study, then they said they have given, obviously there are many others, they have given 100 reasons that if you think about them, the best person to have a relationship with is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your and mine creator. But because we don't know, we understand what this milk can, how it can benefit, because it has certain properties, how our phone can benefit, how our computer can benefit, how our car, which facilities, which functions it has, we know we buy them on that basis. But unfortunately, we do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what He can do, what He can do for us, what is His nature, what are His qualities. That is why sometimes we are befriending shaitan, sometimes me and you, sometimes another evil person, sometimes the people of dunya, sometimes we make objective our wealth, other things, our health, anything. Why? Because we have not recognized or known Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator. And as I said, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbar, rahmullah, certain awliya Allah, they have said that there are 100 such reasons that you will have to go with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than others opposite to Him, meaning the creation and who can distract. You buy cars, you buy a business, you buy phones because of, they say, this is this function, this car has come with this model, it has this function, this color, it has this technology, you go for that. This car doesn't have, you don't go for that. This phone has these functions, you go for that. This house has this benefits, you. So if you understand the 100 benefits, the 100 unique things which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you and you can get from, then you will want to have a friendship, a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not others. And I will mention some of them. Number one thing you can understand. All other, the dunya and the people of dunya, when they have a relationship with you, it is for their interest. There is a vested interest. There is a benefit in there. They want something in return. So when you don't get that, or you don't give that, the relationship at least severs. Husband and wife relationship, they don't fulfill each other's rights. As you see, they say we want to separate because we are not getting what we are supposed to get. Our employee will be sacked because if he is not doing what he is supposed to do. A business partner, they fall out because they don't, because there is interest in there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the service and all the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you, He doesn't benefit even fraction from that ever. He does not have any interest whatsoever when he has a relationship with you, that when you worship him, he does not benefit, you benefit. When you praise him, you become praiseworthy. When you say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not become more praiseworthy. He is already praiseworthy, Alhamdulillah. So when you praise him, you become praiseworthy. When you mention his greatness, Allahu Akbar, Allah does not become any bigger. He is already the greatest. He does not become great, he is already the greatest. So when you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become glorified yourself. When you say, proclaim the greatness of Allah, you become great yourself. So anyone and everyone, they have a relationship with you based upon certain benefits, certain aghraz, as they say, certain lusts, certain desires. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nothing He wants from you. Nothing He wants from you for His Himself. If He commands you to worship, that's for yourself as well. He does not want anything from you. If He has asked you to give money, that is for your benefit. He does not benefit from the sadaqah if a poor person eats. A hungry person eats food, you are giving a sadaqah. The hungry person is benefiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit from there. So even the prayers, even the salah, even the worship which He has commanded, He does not benefit in return. It is you who are benefiting. And those things which He has said, do not commit zina, do not commit this adultery, do not commit this, do not commit. Also, you get saved from the harm of it. Those people who do not listen, those people who do not follow the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, they are either sitting in prisons, or they will be sitting in the prison of Akhirah, which is hellfire, or they are living a life which is worse than even dying. Not here, not there, a life of disgrace. So remember that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal that who does not need and who does not demand anything from you, but just whatever everyone has a relationship, they want something back. The parents wants you to pray for him. The parents wants them to look after them at some stage to fulfill. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal does not want anything from you at all. Anything which he asks, commands, it is for your benefit, not for him. So this is number one thing. Number two, reason why you should have a relationship and build your relationship with Allah, not with others at the expense of displeasure of Allah, is that sometimes you have a relationship with people, your business partners, your life partners, neighbors, parents, other people. They want to benefit you. But they forget. They might promise you something and they forgot and you suffered a great loss because of that. And what they will say, well, I forgot. That's it. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, Rabbi la yansa, that Allah azza wa jal never forgets at all. Anything what he has said, anything what you have said, anything in the minutest thing which you have done or said, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, it's not that, oh yeah, the time came and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgot. Other people, in spite of the good intentions, the good will, they might say, oh, I forgot to phone you, I forgot to, you know, warn you, I forgot, you know, what you did, I promised you, but I forgot, I'm sorry. But you suffered. You have suffered the loss now. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal who never forgets. So is it better to have a relationship with someone who never forgets? Or is it better to have who will forget? It's like, is it better to have a car which starts sometimes, sometimes it does not, or is it better to have a car which is always it will start? Is it better to have a phone which is always working, or is it the phone when you need to dial 999 it stop working? That is the creation. That is the people. Sometimes you need, and the other person just say, oh, I forgot why I did this, or this happened, etc., etc. Or is it to have a friend who forgets promises? Or is it better to have a friend who never forgets the promises and he honors always the promises? So for that reason, number two reason which I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this unique quality. Even they say Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he ate the forbidden fruit because he forgot. Fanasiya Adam. He did not commit a sin, but Fanasiya Adam. But it is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he doesn't forget at all. Number three reason that why you should come, you should establish, and you should, on the top of your priorities, in the center of your heart, should be the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes two friends are honest with each other. Two family members are honest with each other. Two businesses and two business partners are honest with each other. Two countries are honest with each other. Husband and wife are honest with each other. But because of misunderstanding, they actually cause harm to each other. He said, "Hame to galat fahmi ho gayi thi." So the country invades another country, and afterwards found it's a misunderstanding. A wife actually exposes her husband to danger or anger, or her husband does actually, but it was based on misunderstanding. He said something else and she understood something else. Or she said something else and he understood. After they had a big fight and it's near almost divorce, and then they realized after 5 years, 10, it was a misunderstanding. Similarly, business partners, sometimes 5-6 years go past, and relatives, relationships, friends, because of misunderstanding, they are going apart from each other. After 5 years, they learn, oh, it was just a misunderstanding. So, miyan bibi ko, makhlooq ko, logon ko, galat fahmi ho sakti hai. Wo achha aapke liye achha chahte hain, lekin galat fahmi ki wajah se, वो आप पर चढ़ दौड़े, आप पर गुस्सा कर दिया, आपको मार पीट दिया, आपको गाली दे दी. After they said, oh, it was a misunderstanding, I didn't know. And it is the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Alimun Hakimun Khabir, that he never misunderstands his servant. You can misunderstand yourself, but Allah does not misunderstand yourself. So how wonderful is it to have a relationship with such a being that who never misunderstands you, but before something comes in your mind, he already knows what's coming. He already knows, his understanding is the knowledge of Allah is such, he even knows what you are going to think tomorrow or the day after, anything. He has such vast knowledge of the future. That's why Anbiya alayhim salam and Awliya Allah, they choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all others. And the creation, the major part, the main objective, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others, they have misunderstood. Many people, mostly, that's why in Islam we are told we should have a good opinion of a Muslim brother. Good opinion. Don't go, think negatively first. Think positively. Husnu zan. Have good opinion that this person have said this. Because give a good justification. Because many times it is misunderstanding. So this is also a reason that you should have a relationship. The first and foremost should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then thereafter others. Another reason, the fourth reason is, you have a friend who is sincere. You have a wife who is sincere. You have parents who are sincere. You have family members, other people who are sincere with you. They are not against you. But they can be pressurized. Someone can force them to harm you or not to benefit you. Someone can pressurize, someone can blackmail them. Many a time these things happen between friends, families, that they know they are not in the against each other, but other people sometimes blackmail them, criminals blackmail them, others blackmail them, or they put pressure on them and they then harm you actually, although they are your close people. Why? Because they became overpowered. But who can overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If all the creation gets together, they can't put pressure upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are His prophets and messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَوْ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. That they even don't do intercede, they don't even speak without the permission of Allah. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many angels there are, but they can't intercede, they can't help you against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the creation, people can be overpowered, they can be pressurized, they can be blackmailed, they can become angry, they can be overpowered, and then they can harm you. It was your friend, but he was forced to do something. Like sometimes it happens, you don't open the door of your house for any, a gangster or robber, but there is your friend coming here, he is forced to actually come and say to you, open the door, you will open the door. Now your friend didn't want to harm you, but his life was in danger, so he had to do something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla is such a being, no one can overpower him. So is it better to have a friend who is have full control and who is the master of all, who is the owner of everything? Or is it better to have a friend who can be overpowered by anyone? Shaitan can overtake people. Anyway, so there is misunderstanding, pressure. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there in the Quran, also is mentioned in the hadith, the creation is weak. Sometimes it wants to give you something. Your father, mother, your parents, your relatives, other people, they want to give you something. You want to help people, the poor people in other countries here and there, or they want to give you something, but because they are weak, they want to help you to set free from oppressors or from any zulm, but because they are weak, they can't help you. They know that you should be helped. They love you. They like to help you, but they can't because they are weak and the person who is oppressing you, the enemy, is strong. But when you have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you become a friend of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. He's not weak. Rather, He said in a hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever behaves or harms or have animosity with my friend, I declare war against that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jisne mere wali se dushmani ki, jisne mere saath, mere dost ke saath, mere wali ke saath, meri taraf se usse elane jang hai. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands with His friend. But many of the friends of the world, they won't stand with you. Criminals have got together, we are very big gangsters. Abhi police aaje, they are not going to stand with you. They are coward people who are looting people. It's not actually a bravery. Bravery is to earn livelihood lawfully. If you have power, if you have mind, if you have bravery, that's the way to do. But in this world, even if you see that when they are actually even problem, they won't stand with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is standing with you, no matter you are weak, you are strong, etc., etc. It's up to actually you who you defend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another quality of Allah, another reason why Allah, you should have a relationship with Allah, you should start with the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start the path to meet Allah azza wa jalla, to seek His pleasure, is people, they can wish good for you. Your parents, everyone got together, they wish good for you and decide whatever they think is better for you, but they don't have the knowledge of the future. A father, a mother marries their son with the best of the, you know, potential wife, but they don't know that what is she going to prove as a good wife or actually a bad wife. Similarly, for daughter, a good husband or not, a friend. You can wish well, you can tell, you can give mashwara, you can give consultation to others, and others can give it to you. But there's one thing lacking: no one from them really knows what's in the future. No one knows. Even these people who claim to know, like these sorcerers, these astrologers, these palm readers, and these tarot card readers, and magicians, and all these kinds of people, they don't have an idea as well. They're just actually getting or making money from me and you. That's all they're doing. And also harming themselves and also us, roughly, because they're not sure what they're doing. And it is utter foolishness, really, to go after astrology. As one of the scholars said, that these people, they base their predictions upon April, March, June, 25th, December. They said in the sight of Allah, these are not even months. They're not even known, these things. 25th December 19. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know 25th December, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ramzan, Shawwal, Dhulqa'dah, the creator who created the months according to him are Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Dhulqa'dah, Dhulhajjah, Muharram, Safar, Ramzan, Shawwal, for example. Not January, February. These are human beings. Like, you can create 12 months of your own. You can, for example, call month anything. You can call a month, first month apple, the second one orange. But now the predictions which you will make upon apple and orange and banana will be only yours. No one else will recognize. They recognize January, February. You say, 25th apple, this is going to happen. How will it? The system of the government is running according to January, February. Similarly, the system of the creator of the universe is running on Muharram, Safar, Ramadan, Shawwal. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based, or when He wants, my month, He said, is Ramadan. Hajj, you do in Dhul Hajjah. Muharram is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rajab is a blessed month, for example, Shawwal, etc. You see, so even these people, these astrologers, they don't understand. They are making a mockery and actually fooling, basing the way, when were you born? 25th December 1919. What is your mother's name? Why do they need to know mother's name? What will they gain them? Believe you tell them wrong thing, they still predict actually. And today really there's no astrology as well. They have got computer programs in front of them. And fools like myself don't even understand that they are telling after looking at the program. They put the name and whatever the computer predicts, they are reading. Yes, you are going to get married in December. January is looking good for you, etc., etc. It's all actually pre-programmed, actually. It's not even actually any kind of knowledge. You can become, a download astrologer program and come. So anyway, the point which I'm trying to mention to you is the point 6, the reason that why the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best one is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of the future. He has the 100% knowledge of the future. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever you may need to make a decision, you do Salatul Istikhara, you pray 2 rakat Salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I don't know future. You are my friend. You are my Lord. You know the future. Guide me towards wherever my benefit lies. I don't know. You guide me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides his friend. So is it better to have a friendship with a person who knows future for sure?
who had actually done the one who doesn't know anything about himself, what's going to happen tomorrow. Seventh reason, other people, now there are no Anbiya alayhi salam coming as such. Only Isa alayhi salam will come, and he is a previous prophet, not a new prophet. Other people, no matter who they are, they can be influenced by shaitan. They can be influenced by shaitan, that they are very sincere for you, but shaitan overtook them. Shaitan misled them, they're causing harm to you as well. Shaitan misled the son to turn against his mother. Wife to turn against actually her husband. A business partner to turn against another business. A neighbor to turn against another, because even this person is influenced by shaitan. Everyone can be influenced by shaitan except Anbiya alayhi salam. And as I said, that they don't now, they're not coming now, at least the last of them was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all other people are actually prone. They can be. So even they want good things for you, but shaitan can mislead them and then you are harmed. But if you have friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can never be influenced by shaitan. Shaitan have no power over them. Shaitan also says, Inni akhafullaha rabbal alameen. I also fear Allah. He fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what he said. He knows it is his Rabb. So, isn't it better to have a relationship with someone who are sound, who can never be influenced by third party or shaitan or any evil? Or is it better to have a relationship with those people? Number 8. Other people can be bribed. Other people can be given some incentives. Yes, you should do this. People even sell their, things, secrets of their own countries. Secrets of other things, secrets of husband and wife, secrets of other things. When they are bribed, when they are given incentives, very, very honest people, sometimes they tell me, I'll give you 1 million if you just do this. Okay, many people are doing this. So people can be bribed. People can be bought. People can be bought. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is ghani, who gives, but he can never be bought, or never actually can anyone actually influence him in any way that to give him an incentive, to give him I'll give you, Allah, you do this to this person, and I will be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from this. He's all powerful. Reason number 9. Other people can be scared. They can be scared. A person can be scared from his partner or her partner, from the family, some people from gangsters, some people from police, some people from governments, country. Countries fear other countries, and they do things even they don't want, but it's because of fear of another. Individual person do things because they can be scared down. We'll kill you, we'll do this, you'll have this, you'll have to face this. But if you befriend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Allah who can never be scared by someone. Everything is under him. Everything fears him, he doesn't fear anything. So is it not better to have a friendship with him? This is reason number 10. As they say, there are hundreds of reasons, but once you ponder over them, reflect over them, it's going to actually urge you, motivate you to have become the friend of Allah, wali and waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the wali of shaitan and the wali of dunya and the wali of nafs and the wali of the sinners. It will actually. Then you know you're standing with sound ground. You are standing on a strong rock foundation which with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not going to move or change. These are number 10. As I say, there are 100, but I'm only going to mention 10 today, then we have finished. We are doing some zikr majlis as well. Lastly, I will say, you have heard this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Malik. Allahumma Malik al-Mulk. Malik. It comes in Surah Al-Fatiha as well. Maliki Yawmiddin. Others in Quran as well. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. What does Malik mean? Malik have two meanings when we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, it means the owner. What does it mean? It means the owner of everything. And number two, it means that he can and he does whatsoever he wishes or wills with what he owns. Whatever he wishes and he wills, he has capability, he does with what his ownership. So everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Malik al-Mulk, he is the owner. So he owns and then he has the power to do whatever he wants with that thing. You own as well. On your level, you say, this is my phone. That is your phone, but the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there as well. You have it as a trust only. You say, this is my body, but it is a trust to you. You are not the real owner, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a car, you are ownership of the car, you have. But Allah is the real owner. His ownership doesn't finish when you say, I give you this car. I have give transfer the ownership. But Allah still owns that car, no matter it is with me, nor it is with you. Other thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, let's say someone was giving an example, phone, iPhone for example. Someone has an iPhone or whichever phone they have. It is your phone, but it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Because the real owner is He. So you cannot, for example, do whatever you like with it. Because you, it is a trust with you. You can't use it in an abusive way. It's not lawful for you. Although the phone is owned by you. You have limits. Meaning you can, phone have limit. You can call certain things. You cannot do certain things. You can throw it here and there. But you can't do whatever you wish with that phone. For example, you can't stand on it and say, fly and take me to Makkah. The phone, your phone cannot take. Phone can only make calls or be in the internet. Now, it's a subtle difference. Try to understand. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything, He can take any benefit, anything from anything. I have a car. Car will only drive. But I can't say, it's going to fly or sail, or it's going to actually, I'm going to live in the heavens in the car. It's not, I can't do. A pen will write, but I can't say now I want to eat, change into actually food. Or I want to go to Makkah Sharif, change into a plane. There I have with a pen, I'm flying actually. Because there's limit, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything, He says He is Malik, He is the owner, and He can do whatever He wish with that thing. And will whatever He wills with that thing. So if He, Ababil was a small bird, as you know. The great army of elephants with Abraha came to demolish the Kaaba. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change? Small birds which are so weak that they became like fighter jets. Me and you cannot do this. Others, so understand that when we are friendship, we are have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Malik, owner of everything, and then He does whatever He wills with something. So when He wants, He can do. So Musa alayhi salam, he had a staff in his hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is that? He said, it is a staff, it is a stick. And it has certain benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed into a snake and serpent. What was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing? That I am the one who can do anything with what I own and what I have created. Once you know that this is the power of Allah, then that's why the servant of Allah is the strongest, because his friend is the strongest. Many people, the government, the army is fighting, they know big government is behind us, big powers are behind us. So when I'm behind the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's backing is with him, and he knows the qualities of Allah, he recognizes some of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this gave him. So we can own, you can have fire, but you can't do whatever. You can't say to fire change into garden. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked fire, which was lit for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, change into a garden, change into a garden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the sea, make way for Musa alayhi salam. It made Musa alayhi salam. The job of the, or the function of the knife is to cut, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had knife to cut this Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam's throat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded and it didn't cut. So understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik. So when He wants to give you something, nothing can stop. وَيَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran in various words, that if He wants to give you something, nothing can become an obstacle. But other people, your father wants to give you the best of the future, but he can't give you, he has limitation. Your husband wants to give you a very big, for example, gift to the wife, but he can't give, he has limitation. A friend wants to have very good wishes, but he has wish only, he can't materialize it. A wife wants to give husband very big gift, but she can't give. A friend wants to give, a parent wants to give the children, children wants to give, the government wants to give subject, the people want to give the government something, but they can't, they have limitations. Even if they wish. But it is Allah's own. When you have friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can create things out of nothing, nothingness. So isn't it better to have a friend like this, who have these qualities, and not to befriend, or meaning actually the displeasure of Allah and the expense of Allah's friendship, befriending others who will abandon you, who will not help you. That is why the believer, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are on the earth, when you are going down the street, when you are going down the street, you see some litter on the street. I am not bothered. Litter on the street, the council should clean it. Or the other, the house person who. But the person who understands this quality of Maliki Yawmiddin or Malik al Mulk, that owner is Allah, Allah, it is my master's earth, it is my God's earth, I will clean my master's earth, because he owns as well the whole of the earth. So that's why for the wali, for the believer, it's easier to help people, to do things which other people think, oh, how can they do all the time this and then? Because we have our limited understanding, this is mine, this is there, this is there. A wali or a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly he knows this earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything I can do, this water, these blessings, these trees, they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is mine. These people, they, Allah is owner of them, so I must behave well them. These my parents, Allah is owner of them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be good to your parents. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of them. These children, yes, they are children, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is owner of them. So it all changes your, as they say, it's a paradigm shift. It is the whole change of your mind, upside down it goes. Actually, when you understand even little bit of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are only speaking about His one blessed quality, and that also very limitedly, because I also have a very limited knowledge. We are human beings, we don't have. But understand that these are the qualities of Allah, these are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have this view, this earth is mine, these trees are mine, they are Allah, they are ownership of Allah. That's why we can't waste water, we can't waste blessings of, why? Because they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are going along the street, yes, it's not your street, but it belongs to Allah. You say, it is my Lord's, He is the owner, I am going to do whatever better I can with the creation of Allah. That's why Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah said that all goodness lies in two things: ta'zeem li amrillah, preferring Allah's command, making Him your friend, His best friend should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa shafaqatu ala khalqi, and compassion and mercy upon creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are very briefly the some of the 10 from the 100 or hundreds, you may say, 10 reasons. The more you listen, the more you think about, then you will choose your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, I would say, mention in the future as well, also inshallah, but all friends, they can only help you whilst you are living. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is with you in the grave as well, who is with you on the day of Hashr as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where you will be, and He will be with you here in this country, and also many even in Pakistan, when relatives, when fathers, mothers, grandfathers, they get elderly, 90, 100 years old, you need to change their nappy, that thing, they become a burden upon their own children, and they do dua. People, literally, they come for me, they come for dua, they ask me, I have many time I hear, they say, please do dua, our grandfather or our father is in this, either he goes quickly or sees, you know, he becomes better. That's the reality of the friend. A friend, this is about parent and children. But friends, oh, they not bother. They might not visit you, pay you a visit in the prison, or if you are in prison for them, or they might not even pay you a visit in the hospital if you are ill. They are just actually temporal. Even very close relationship. Here, old houses and nursing homes are filled with people, and even our own community, the Muslims, their nursing home. In Islam, there was no concept of this thing actually, that it was a blessing for the children to look after. They thought it is our greatest bounty, we can look after, we can clean and look after and serve our parents and grandfather. But the reality is, the more you go away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more away you will also go from the creation, meaning not treating them well, but mistreating them. So this course, in this center which we teach, called Tariqah Muhammadiyah, the path of Rasulullah SAW, is based upon this, that you may learn these things one by one and practice. And today, alhamdulillah, if they are listening, our daughters and this center have also started the Alamiya course. It is first day in Jamia Muhammadiyah. MashaAllah, all together in all centers, there are almost 180 to 200, MashaAllah. In this center, maybe there are 70 or so, 80. MashaAllah, this is their first day, they are studying. So if you have, MashaAllah, young daughters, sisters, or even elderly people, at any stage you can study. There are 3-year course, 1-year course, also 5-year course if they want to join. And today, it was their first day, I believe they are upstairs, and they also hopefully will be listening, and they will be inshallah also making intention to make their best friend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everything and everyone comes after, because they will be with you wherever you are. Who is going to come in the grave? It will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be shown there. He will be with you. Who will be on the day of judgment? Father will run away from son, wife from the husband, son from the mother. But it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will be with you on the day of judgment, where on the scales, on the pul sirat, on the bridge of sirat, even he'll go towards hell to take out people from his ummah. So he is the greatest friend of humanity and all. That's why he's called rahmatan lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Alhamdulillah, you've heard all the reasons why a person should choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his friend above all everything. One of the reasons we have these gatherings is because Hazrat Sahib teaches a course of self-purification. It is a course for anyone who wants to become the friend of Allah. Basically, that's what it is. So if there's anybody who is not on the course and wants to become a friend of Allah, as you've heard, all the reasons, there's hundreds and hundreds of reasons. You've heard a few of them, and it makes total sense for anyone who is not on the course and would like to find out how one can step by step, day by day, can get closer and closer and become the friend of Allah. Please put your hand up. And somebody, a brother, will sit with you for 10-15 minutes and explain about the course, how it works.
So these brothers should remain after the salah for 10-15 minutes. It's like a window shopping. It will be shown that's how you can change, that's how you can deal with shaitan, that's how you can deal with your bad habits or sins. And then inshallah it's up to you, between the matter is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where it's going to end. Inshallah. Theek hai, jazakallah. Aur to nahi kuch. أستغفر الله جل وعلا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Now inshallah we will be zikr majlis before the Isha Salah inshallah. So mention the adab.
Now inshallah we will have zikr.